Welcome to side two of the April 2009 edition of Computer Talk, and we shall carry on with the Sansa E200.
Voice directories.
Next.
Use directory.talk clips.
Use directory.talk clips. Now, that is something which I haven't tried. Apparently, when you have a player attached to a computer, you can go into the language directory and create an MP3 file of the file already created in the language directory. This is what I gleaned from the manual, and this is done by using a text-to-MP3 file. There are a few of these about, which then creates a speech file reading the file names in Word format rather than spelling them out. I think this is what it is. And you add .talk. Set that for on, although I haven't set it up, and maybe someone will correct me in due course.
Voice file names.
Then we have voice file names.
Spell.
And I've got it on spell.
Voice file names. Use file.talk clips.
And we've got use file.talk clips again.
Say file type.
Say file type.
Yes.
Well, I don't think we will. No. I've set it for no. And
say file type.
Press the right arrow.
Announce battery level.
Announce battery level.
Yes.
And I've got it for yes.
Announce battery level. Voice menus.
And we're back to voice menus again. So go out of that.
Voice.
Voice.
Playlists.
Playlist. Let's have a look at that.
Recursively insert directories.
Oh, yes, we've been
playlist.
Into that. So we'll get out
general
of
settings.
General settings.
Recording settings.
Recording settings. We'll go into that. Select.
Format.
Select.
MPEG layer 3.
Now I've got it set for MP3. But it said MPEG layer 3. What else is there?
PCM Wave.
PCM Wave.
AIFF.
AIFF.
Input.
I've no idea what that is. Cancel.
Format. Encoder settings.
It's a type of settings, if so we'll select.
Bitrate. 144 kilobits per second.
Oh, bitrate, yes. And that's set to 444. So out of that.
Bitrate. Bitrate.
Bitrate. Cancel that.
Encoder settings. Frequency.
Frequency.
22 kilohertz.
22 kilohertz is actually the highest you can go.
Frequency. Source.
Source.
Microphone.
Microphone.
FM radio.
Or FM.
Cancel.
Source.
Channels.
Channels.
Stereo.
Stereo. Or you can have.
Mono. Stereo.
Stereo.
Channels. Mono mode.
Normal mode. What else is there?
Mono left plus right.
Mono left plus right.
File split options.
File split options. Well, that is an interesting one. Slightly complex until you get used to it.
Split measure.
Split measure. Click again.
Time.
Time.
File size.
Or file size.
Time.
Back to time.
Split measure.
I've got it split for time anyway.
What to do when splitting.
What to do when splitting. Select.
Start new file.
Start new file.
Stop recording.
Stop recording.
Stop recording and shut down.
Stop recording and shut down.
Start new file.
Start new file. Cancel out of
what
that.
What to do when splitting.
Well, I've got it to start new file.
Split time.
Split time.
15 minutes.
And I've got it set for 15 minutes. You can do up to an hour or more, I think.
Split time. Split file size.
Or you can use split file size.
Off.
And I've got it set for. What else is there?
5 megabyte. 10 megabyte.
5, 10 megabytes.
15 megabyte.
15 megabyte.
32 megabyte.
Another.
64 megabyte. 75. 100 megabyte.
Oh, quite a lot. 100 megabytes, so I'll cancel,
cancel.
That.
Cancel. Split. Split measure.
And we're back to split measure again.
File split option. Pre-record time.
Pre-record time. Right, this is an interesting one. Select.
Off.
Now I've got it off for now, but I'm...
1, 2, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds.
I've set it for 5 seconds, so we'll select that.
Pre-record time.
And what this does, this starts the recording 5 seconds earlier than when you press the actual record button. However, you need to be already in the record screen and hear that it is going to record before this will work, because if you're not and you press the buttons quickly, it'll just start when you start. This is useful, for instance, when you're waiting for something to be played on the radio, you know it's going to be played, and you can just press for recording as it is beginning and not miss any of it. Next we have
clear recording directory.
Clear recording directory, so I won't
trigger.
Now that's an interesting one. I won't go into that, I'd set it for off. But if you are recording something with lots of pauses in, you set it for threshold and other things. Say if you're listening to something on amateur radio and it's only every now and then you hear someone call, you don't want to hear all the pauses. However, if there's a lot of background noise, it's not really worth it, because you still pick up the background noise, and if you set the threshold too high and the person whispers, you're going to miss it. Next we have
beep meter.
Beep meter, I don't know what we need.
Browse configuration files.
Browse configuration files, we won't do that.
Save configuration file.
Save configuration files. A lot of settings you set are often saved when you shut down.
Format.
And we're back to that again.
Recording settings.
Next.
Manage settings.
Manage settings.
Browse configuration files.
Again we have browse configuration files.
Reset settings.
Reset settings I pressed before, which certainly reset everything.
Save configuration file.
Again, save configuration files.
Save sound settings.
Save sound settings.
Save theme settings.
Save theme settings. TME, that was the theme I think we saw before.
Browse configuration files.
And we're back to that again.
Manage settings. Sound settings.
And we're back to sound settings again.
Settings.
Back to the top menu.
Recording.
Recording. And if you click that, it goes into recording screen, and then you press the play button to actually make it record. Unfortunately, you can't hear any of the recording menus in this mode.
FM radio.
Back to FM radio.
Playlists.
Playlists.
Plugins.
Plugins, which are games and things we cannot use.
System.
System. Let's go into that.
Time and date.
Time and date. And
set time and date.
Set time and date. Well, we won't do that. I shall press the submenu button, because I think it reads what is there.
System.
System. Oh, I've gone back again.
Time and date.
I'll try the right hand arrow.
Set time and date.
Set time and date.
14 hours.
14 hours. Now go down to the submenu.
57 minutes.
57 minutes.
25 seconds.
25 seconds.
2009. March.
March.
27.
27. So we'll get out of that.
Set time and date.
I kept the time and date anyway.
Rockbox info.
I turned the wheel to the right. Rockbox info. Select.
Battery level 44%, 11 hours.
That is 44%, and it means 11 hours left. When it's 100%, you have 25 hours left. Indoors, so it depends what you're doing and how loud you have the volume on the player. To the right.
Internal 3 disks plus 3.28 gigabyte disk size 3.71 gigabyte.
I think it really means 4 gigabyte, but it's got stuff on, so it just means what we have left on the disk, which is quite a lot really.
Micro OSD not present.
Micro OSD. I don't know what that is, I haven't investigated.
Buffer size 28.6 megabyte.
Buffer size. Next we have
album art 120 pixel. 120 pixel.
That is to do with pictures, no good worse.
Version 3.2-090323.
That's the version of the Rockbox.
Battery level 45%.
Back to battery level. Back again.
Rockbox info.
Turn the wheel again. Nothing there for some reason.
Running time.
Not sure what that is. We'll press.
Running time. 1 hour. One.
I think it's to do with some setting or other. Anyway, out of that.
Running time. Debug keypad.
Oh yes, book port keep out. I don't know why they'd left that there. It's to do with if you're trying to set out what is wrong at some point or another. The developers use that.
Time and date.
Time and date.
Rockbox info.
And we're back system. To that again. System.
Recent bookmarks.
Recent bookmarks.
Files.
Files. We'll go into that.
B-O-O-K-S.
Now we've got books.
A000007.mp3.
Now, I did put a book in. Let's see if it'll read it.
Is it me? Terry Wogan, an autobiography. Contents. Acknowledgements.
Let's see what further on. Press
growing
right
up
now.
In Limerick. 3, from Shannon's stars. 5, thick, so much to... On blowing a tinker off his missus. 9. 12. That'll do.
Or that's the end of a contents.
Acknowledgements.
We'll stop that with the bottom left-hand button. Anyway, there's quite a few files in there. We'll cancel.
B-O-O-K-S.
Back to books.
P-H-O-T-O.
That's photos, which we don't want.
R-E-C-O-R-E.
That's record. We'll press into that.
F-M.
FM, turn right.
V-O-I-C-E.
You can have FM or voice. Doesn't matter where you put the files, really.
FM.
Back to FM.
RFM 0.
Press again.
I shall email, text everybody so they all gonna know.
Life for sharing. Get a free G1, 700 minutes, unlimited text, and unlimited internet for just £35 a month. Join in at T-Mobile stores. New customers on Combi 30 with internet 18-month plan.
Yes, well,
RFM
we'll fade that out again.
0032 FM.
Back to FM.
V-O-I-C-E.
Voice.
Empty list.
That's empty list. But I'd set it for putting the files in FM anyway. However, I'll show you something else. When you normally click the middle button, you just select, but you can hold it down for 1 second and go into what is called the context menu. I think this is right.
Playlist.
It says playlist. So I shall turn the wheel left and see what we get.
Add to shortcuts.
Add to shortcut. I haven't investigated that yet. That's a new thing.
Set as recording directory.
Set as recording directory. Well, if you want to set your recording directory somewhere else, or here as it is, you just press either the right arrow or select. Next.
Properties.
Properties. Let's see what's in there.
Loading.
Loading. Ah, yes, it's one of these things that doesn't speak.
FM.
Oh, back to FM, so we'll...
Playlist.
Playlist. Test it for 1 second, get back into playlist again.
Playlist kept. Playlist. Add to shortcut. Set as properties. Create directory.
Create directory. You can create another directory. However, you've got to then use the virtual keyboard, which I'll show you later.
Delete directory.
Delete directory.
Copy.
Copy.
Rename.
Rename.
Playlist catalog.
Playlist catalog. I think it's another one that doesn't speak or select and see.
View catalog.
New catalog.
Add to playlist.
Add to playlist.
Add to new playlist.
Add to new playlist.
View catalog.
New catalog. Out of that
FM.
Anyway. And.
V-O-I-C-E.
Oh, we're back to FM again anyway.
FM. Playlist.
Yes, going back into playlist. Select playlist itself.
Insert.
And you've got insert, turn the wheel.
Insert shuffle.
Insert shuffle.
Insert.
And back to insert. I think again this is to do with the virtual keyboard. Anyway, we'll go back to
R-E-C-O-R-E.
Record. Next.
T-M-P.
T-M-E. I think it's themes, which doesn't concern us.
V-I-D-E-O.
Video.
YNAMIC.M3U8.
Something to do with dynamic playlist, which I haven't gone into. There are a few other files which don't concern us. You don't read text files, by the way.
B-O-O-K-S.
And we're back to books again. So, and we're back into the root menu again. Next.
Database.
Database. We'll just have a quick look at what's in there.
C-O-M-P-O-S-E-R.
Composer.
T-R-A-C-K.
Track.
Y-E-A-R.
Year.
U-S-E-R-R-A-T-I-N-G.
User rating.
R-E-C-E-N-T-L-Y-A-D-D-E.
Recently something.
A-T-O-Z dot dot dot.
A to something.
H-I-S-T-O-R-Y dot dot dot.
History.
S-A-M-E-A-S-C-U-R-R-E-N-T dot dot dot.
Same as current.
S-E-A-R-C-H dot dot.
Search.
Dot. C-U-S-T-O-M-V-I-E-W dot dot dot.
Custom view.
A-R-T-I-S-T.
Artist.
A-L-B-U-M. A-R-T-I-S-T.
Album artist.
A-L-B-U-M.
An album.
G-E-N-R-E.
Genre.
C-O-M-P-O-S-E-R.
And we're back to composer again.
Database.
Back to main menu.
Resume playback.
Resume playback. If you play something before, you just press it. Let's see if it works.
A fair use policy applies.
Financial announcement. If your credit card was issued before April...
Fair use policy applies.
Financial announcement.
Right, we'll get out of that.
Resume playback. Settings.
Settings again.
Recording.
Recording.
FM radio.
And we're back to FM radio again. Right, we're going to try and do one or two things in here. Right, select.
The lion, Tim. Before Sunday's barely start, you can watch a
Let's
full rerun at
off.
The later time of 1 p.m. on...
Pause it and click again the middle button.
No presets.
No presets. So what do we do now? Let's do a long select.
Add preset.
Add presets. Now, there's a menu here, so we'll turn the button and see what we get.
Load preset list.
Load preset list.
Save preset list.
Save preset list.
Clear preset list.
That's to do with preset list. I don't know what the first word is.
Force mono.
Force mono.
Region.
Region.
Sound settings.
Sound settings and some of the others. We'll go back to region.
Region.
And click on that.
Europe. Us and Canada. Europe.
And you get Europe and then...
Us and Canada.
Us and Canada, I think. US and
Japan.
Canada. Japan.
Korea.
Korea.
Europe.
And back to Europe again. And we're set for Europe. Well, come back to add preset to the letter that we've got.
Auto scan presets.
Auto scan presets. So now if we had any presets in, it would scan it. But it will also scan the radio band. There is another setting. Right, I found the one that scans the band. So I'll press play, which turns the radio on again.
No matter how careful you think you are, especially
right
if
arrow.
You've been thinking, don't you?
Hold it in. And,
simple text.
16-year-old. The throat is severed and fracturing in Kelly's neck. Jimmy's dad is Barry Mizzen.
This is a country
and
of civility.
To another station.
A country of fair play, fairness.
And so I turned that off again. Anyway, another thing we can do, we're back to presets. So I'll click.
No presets.
Just no presets. Set it.
Add preset.
Hover long. Click.
Load preset list.
Load preset list. So we'll do that. Click.
Preset 01 dot FMR.
Now all these files are FMR. So I'm going to look for number 6. I think we want.
Preset 05 dot F. Preset 06 dot FMR.
Now it's preset 6 FMR. So I'll click on
load
that.
Load preset list.
And hopefully it might have worked. I'll go out of there now.
FM radio.
FM radio. Back into FM radio.
88.45.
Bright spell, top temperature of 9 Celsius. Pretty much the same as yesterday's weather. How are the roads looking now, Richie?
Pretty busy, actually, Alfie. We've got problems in Sunderland, first of all, Shields.
Yes, well, anyway, we're hearing what's happening on Radio Newcastle. I'll turn that off with the play button. I'll select again.
88.45.
Well, it's just told me the frequency. So I'd loaded in another preset. I actually got Scotland preset for the west of Scotland, which I'm looking forward to trying when we go on holiday in July. You can either turn the radio on. You can pause it and then you can select again.
BBC Radio 2.
That's BBC Radio 2. You can either press the right arrow or left arrow to see what's next.
BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 4.
BBC Radio 4.
NEWCASTLE.
Newcastle.
SMOOTHRADIO.
Smooth Radio.
CLASSIC. FM.
Classic FM. Let's see what's on there. Turn it off again. Next we have
MAGIC.
Magic.
107.6.
And that one is just stating the frequency, as I haven't given it a name yet. As I say, you do have a virtual keyboard on this, but you can actually do it on the computer if you know the file. Certainly when I looked at the West of Scotland file, I saw how it was sorted, and I changed one of my preset files and it worked, and you can actually add letters to it. But I have shown you how to scroll by name of preset. You can also scroll by the station as well, starting with Radio 2. And we shall scroll left and right.
Previous crop. Is it time?
Britain on the March from the Ballet Suite Soiree music album.
And we'll turn that off. Anyway, by pressing long play, you can switch between auto scan and scanning presets. Anyway, I will now show you the virtual keyboard. And right, I'm on a frequency, so I'm going to do long select.
Edit preset.
Edit preset. See if there's anything else by turning the wheel.
Remove preset.
Remove preset.
Edit preset.
Go back to edit preset. Short select.
Edit. A.
Ah, now, first you've got edit, now you've got a letter A. Turn the wheel again.
Edge.
H
O
O
V
V, I think. And then there's other things as well. Now what happens is, when you turn the wheel, you get the top letters, as it were. We'll go back to A.
H A.
That when you press the left and right arrows, you get the letters under these letters.
B C D E F G.
B, C, D, E, F, G.
Blank.
And that is blank, which you can use as a space. So, I'm going to see if I can put in Metro. So, we're on the top line of the virtual keyboard, and it leaves you on the letter you were on. So, we're on
L, E,
E,
L,
L,
S,
S. So, back to L.
L.
And I'll press the right arrow.
M.
And we've got M. So, I do short select with the middle button.
M.
Which puts it in. Then I turn the wheel.
F. Edit. F.
Ah, we're on F, so we'll go left arrow.
E.
Press the middle button again.
M E.
Now it's got M E. Turn the wheel again.
L. S.
And S. Press right arrow.
T.
Press middle button again.
M E T.
Left arrow again.
S R.
Because we're on that block of letters. R.
M-E-T-R.
Now let's see if we can go back again.
Q-P-O. M-E-T-R-O.
Right, one better.
M-E-T-R-O.
To save it, you press long play. This time nothing is playing, so it goes into another submenu. You do select, and it goes into add file. So you press the right arrow. And then you can also save that configuration file. Each file is actually given a number, so you can go back to it. Anyway, I shall show you another thing you can do on the sensor.
Files.
And we're back to the top menu again, and file, we're going to file, click.
M-U-S-I-C.
And we're in music, click again, and you get a name.
C-H-R-I-S-C-L-O-U-S-E.
Chris Clues, I think, click.
A-L-B-U-M-A-R-T.J-P-G.
Al Bernard, so we don't want that.
M-O-N-A-L-I-S-A.MP3.
I'll turn the dial clockwise, and we get Mona Lisa, so we should get some music. Click again. Actually, when I clicked again, it didn't play, so I pressed the play, and it should fade in. There we are, some music. Right, are you sure you want it to finish? Turn it down a bit. You can go into the context menu from here. It goes into a different one if the music isn't playing, so long, click middle. We are now in playlist, so turn the wheel anti-clockwise. You get pitch, delete, open with, and so it goes on. You also notice that the music goes quieter as it speaks. Anyway, we'll try pitch. Pitch, click middle. And I'm going to turn the wheel clockwise. So it's about an octave higher. Just click middle again. And it's back to normal. Turn that off. Well, I think I've shown you most of the facilities on the player. So it is now time to shut down. To shut down, you press and hold the bottom left button.
Shut them down.
And it is now shut down. Well, apologies for that being a rather long and drawn out article, which has taken most of the tape. However, we have a much more interesting player for the July issue of Computer Talk, and here is Frank to tell you a little bit about it and whet your appetite.
Well, hello, Computer Talk. This is Frank here. You haven't heard me on for a little while, and Julia's asked me to talk about a new toy which I have got. Possibly do a more in-depth article on it in the next issue, although I'm sure other people and some of the tech programs on the net and the Insight Radio and other things might even do an article anyway. But I don't know how many people heard of the Plex Talk 1 and the Plex Talk 2 recorders, and there are quite a number of articles out there all about them, and they are very nice, interesting machines. I had, as you know, an Olympus machine for a while until I got it waterlogged and it died, and it was very good. It had lots of bit rates and sampling rates and so on and so forth. But I decided, well, I'm not going to get another one. And we heard of the Plex Talk Pocket 1 that's come out. A very nice little recorder, I think. It will record onto flash memory cards, SD cards. And it will record, if you get a 32 gig card, it will record on that. All in DAISY format, be recording in MP3 wave. I'm just getting to grips with it. It measures about an inch thick by about 3.5-4 inches long by about 2 inches wide, I would say. And if we look at the machine, it's quite neat. Got about 23 keys on it. On the front fascia, if you have it lying on its back, so it's facing up in the air, with the two jacks at the back of it, you've got microphone jack and headphone jack. Very good, because they do say if you shove a microphone in, it's as microphone, and if you shove headphones in, it's as headphones. Small speaker on the front, speaker grill, two lights to say whether it's charging or not, and what they're indicating. Top left on the machine is a record. Then you've got the lights. Then you've got the right hand side, you have the on-off power button. Above that, you have the speaker grill and the microphone. Below that, you have a number of keys. First, on the right, you have a key which gives you all the menus and menu structures. Below that, you have another key which allows you to use the inbuilt memory of the machine, which is half an hour. Then you press it again, you can connect to the base of the machine, where you have a little mini USB port. You can connect a flash media to that, and so you can read your books off that. And if you press a button, it'll say it's flash media. If you press it again, it'll say that it's a flash card. So you've got three ways of recording. Then on the left hand side, you've got a similar two buttons to do with bookmarking and other functions. You've got a button in the center, which is an accept play button. You've also got up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow. And then you've got a keypad, so that if you press, for example, if you're playing music and you press 5 on the keypad, it would tell you what's happening, battery status, and all its little carrying on of that nature. You can have little tones, and when you turn it on, it'll say please wait, and then it will fully booted up. So there you are. That's still the same Plextalk noises as you hear with all the other Plextalk players. The much larger ones with the inbuilt recordable CD reader writer. But this doesn't have the CD reader writer in. And the other power on the bottom is the power button. See, if I was to press function 5.
Battery level 100%.
There you are.
Elapsed 25 seconds remaining. 4 seconds total. 29 seconds. Page does not exist. Heading 3. Total number of headings 3.
Yeah, it is. So there you are, it gives you, each time you press a record button, if you want to do anything with that, and you make each one a heading as such, because you've turned it off. If you press a record button again and pause it, you continue with the same heading and levels. But that will explain to you sometime. On the right hand side, we've got the key lock. And then if you try and press any keys, it just doesn't do a thing. And above that,
key lock off.
We've turned that off.
Volume 16.
So each volume press is a number, and it goes louder or quieter.
Volume 15.
And on the left-hand side, you've got the SD card. If you turn the machine over, you take off the battery panel, the back panel, place in the battery, and that is roughly what I think we'll
power off.
Say now. There you are, it's powered down. You can have other sounds on it as well. And of course that was just the internal speaker, which is a mono speaker and just one. And it's okay, you can hear it. But it's very, shall we say, it's quiet in its way. It's not to be turned too loud, because it can't handle all that noise. But certainly on headphones, the ones they provide you with are these horrible in the earphones. I think they're nasty. You put proper little lightweight headphones on, of very good quality. It is very good quality when you record at the higher bit rates.
Well, that was Frank talking to you with a taster to whet your appetite for the July edition of Computer Talk. Before we end the tape this time round, let us have a little bit of fun. Last year, when we went to Dunoon for our holidays, we made a few recordings as usual, and when we came back, I edited them onto tape. and then sent them to my friend Rosemary in the noon. She likes bird watching, and I thought this recording would interest her. I stated in my email to her, I thought she might be interested in this recording, and what did she think it was? And she came back and said, I think it might be a kookaburra, but don't remember where we heard it. I thought she would have twigged straight away, because what I actually did was, when we went to visit Benmore Gardens near Dunoon, we took a tape recorder, actually, she took hers, and we went on a trip round the gardens. The guide, who was very good, was telling us a lot of things about the garden, including funny little anecdotes, comments, etc., to which we all laughed. And when we came back, I edited all the laughs together with the help of Goldwave, and this is what we got. And of course after that I speeded it up an octave, and that was the result. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of the April 2009 edition of Computer Talk. Hope you enjoyed some of what we put on view. If you wish to contact us with articles, etc., and we do need articles, otherwise there won't be a tape. Our name and address is Julia and Frank Cosgrove, number 8, Wandsworth Road, Heaton, H-E-A-T-O-N, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE65AD, Alpha Delta. Phone number 0191 2656 345. Email address j.cosgrove@line1.net, line1.net. If you do have articles, send them either on tape or through Centrespace or email, depending on how long they are, to reach us by about the 28th of June. And now, from myself and Frank, we wish you a blessed Easter with all that it stands for. And we look forward to speaking to you again in July. So until then, it's bye till next time. Bye for now.